TESOL Easy Listening, Audio 5. There are four activities for each audio. The full audio script is given. In the first activity, you have to read the text and listen. I repeat, read and listen. And in the second activity, you have to close your book and you have to listen. Try to understand each line, each word and chunks. Try to copy where the voice goes up or down. Try to mark the tone of each sentence. In the third activity, you have to read the text out loud. Try to maintain the natural tone, the aspirated sounds, stress, chunking, wavy voice. This time, you read in the best possible way. And in the last and fourth activity, you have to read and record your voice on your mobile. When the recording is done, try to listen your own recording. Try to match with the original recording. As I said in the classroom, listening works as input. If you listen a lot, it will help you to speak properly with natural tone. Wish you all very good luck. Happy learning.
Through history, composers have created many beautiful pieces of music like this. In fact, many composers have become famous for their ability to create music. But does music even need a composer? Or can music begin in a completely different way? Does music need a person to write it? Or can a computer make music?
These are some of the questions two researchers wanted to answer. These researchers are Armand Leroy and Dr. Bob McCallum. Both teach at Imperial College London. Both are interested in how the natural world changes or evolves.
When something evolves, it changes and improves itself. Often these changes happen over a long period of time. The changes pass from one generation to the next, from parent to a child, to that child's child, and so on.
But Leroy and McCallum believe that many parts of human culture also evolve. This includes changes in language, art, and music. Leroy told the BBC,
"People do not often think that music evolves, but everybody knows music has a history and it has traditions. But if you think about it, it really has evolved. It continues to change."
So Leroy and McCallum built a system to test their idea. Their system is a computer called DarwinTunes. DarwinTunes is named after the famous scientist Charles Darwin. He is most famous for his theory of evolution called natural selection. A simple way to describe Darwin's theory of natural selection is the strongest survive. Strong living things will continue to survive, but weaker living things will disappear. Using these ideas, Leroy and McCallum built DarwinTunes.
In the beginning, the computer created two short loops, or pieces of sound. The loops were 8 seconds long. The sounds were completely random. That is, each note or place of the note was by chance. Dr. McCallum described the process to the BBC.
The notes are in any place, in any order, and the kind of sound, the instrument, is also completely random.
Here is what these first kinds of loops sounded like. After these loops were created, they had babies. Darwin Tunes mated the two loops. The program used a complex method to combine and mix the loops. The program took some parts from each loop. Then it used these parts to create four completely new loops. Each new loop contained some parts of each original loop.
But there is another thing that also happens in nature. Mutations. This is a random change in the genes of the child. So, the child may develop a gene that is not present in either parent. Darwin Tunes also copied this process from Darwin's theory. Sometimes the program added a small mutation to the next generation of loops.
The next step was for the four new loops to mate. That process created 16 new loops. Darwin Tunes continued mating loops until it had produced 100 different loops.
Now it was time to start natural selection. Leroy and McCallum invited people to rate the loops. These volunteers could visit the Darwin Tunes website. There, a volunteer listened to 20 loops. Each volunteer rated each loop on how much he liked it or did not like it. About 7,000 volunteers took part in rating the loops of music.
Darwin Tunes used the loops people liked the most. They mated these loops to make more loops. The new loops replaced their parent loops and the loops people did not like. Dr. McCallum described this process to the BBC.
In the beginning, the loops were horrible, but sometimes one was a little less horrible than the others. So the volunteer would give that loop a higher rating. Then that loop and a few others that were also not quite as horrible would go forward. They would produce new loops. And then, as evolution continues, the music does get better.
Darwin Tunes repeated this process again and again. Every new set of loops was a new generation. After a few hundred generations, the very bad sounding loops disappeared. The loops began to sound better and better. Here is what the loops sounded like at 150 generations.
Now, Here is what the loops sounded like at 1,700 generations.
But the researchers discovered that the loops really started to sound like real music after about 2,500 generations.
And at about 3,000 generations, something very interesting and amazing happened. Dr. McCallum told the BBC,
"After about 3,000 generations, there starts to be a kick drum or a bass drum. And that just came out of nowhere. We did not put any drum sounds into the computer program."
The Darwin Tunes project is not finished. Today it has produced more than 3,600 generations. The experiment has answered one of Leroy and McCallum's questions. Darwin Tunes was able to create music without a composer. But the question now is, can a computer make very good music? Leroy offered his opinion to the BBC.
"I have no doubt. If we continued this experiment for longer, we could evolve wonderful music. But we would need bigger, faster computers and millions of people instead of thousands. And we would need to continue the experiment for years instead of months. Would it be music as good as the composer Mozart's? No, I do not think so. It would have no composer writing it. It would not be the act of any person with great musical ability. Instead, it would be the people's music in its purest form."
What do you think? Can a computer ever replace the creative abilities of people?
I wish you a great luck. As I said in the classroom, listening works as input. If you listen a lot, it will help you to speak properly with natural tone. Wish you all very good luck. Happy learning. Thanks for joining TESOL Bangladesh.